technosaurs were the ones who ruled things these days. I can't believe we're doing this, Sean muttered, running a hand through his blonde hair so it stood up in sweaty spikes. There is no way we can make it to the lake without getting eaten.
What's your point?
Todd asked as he swung his arms in lazy circles to stretch out his shoulder muscles.
My point, Sean said, grimacing, is that there has to be a way around this, a way that isn't so exposed. We've always gone around the open areas.
Except, he amended, for that time we almost became a T-Rex's lunch. He paused a moment, stifling a shudder. At least in the trees, the only dinosaurs we encountered were little ones.
Out there, he said, gesturing in front of us, there's nowhere to hide, no trees to climb, and nothing to slow down those massive monsters.
We knew that the closer to Lake Michigan we got, the more open it was going to be, I said flatly. His attitude shouldn't have surprised me. I'd grown up with Sean in North Compound, and unlike Todd, who'd grown up topside, being above ground was still an uncomfortable and terrifying experience for both of us. I just hit it better.
Yeah, but I didn't think it was going to be this open, Sean grumbled,
and I tried not to roll my eyes as I turned my attention back to the grassland. I'd read that dinosaurs liked to congregate near a source of water, but this was a little ridiculous. Herds of green, brown, and amber-colored dinosaurs were scattered as far as I could see. To our left, a large group of stegosaurs grazed quietly in the knee-high scrub grasses, the sun reflecting off the wide, flat plates that sat in single file down their sloping backs.
Try to relax, I said,
even as the knot in my gut twisted a little tighter. If we read the map correctly, the lake should be just on the other side of those hills.
Dunes, Todd corrected. Those things that look like hills are called dunes.
What's a dune? Sean asked.
Big mounds of sand, Todd explained. They border the lake.
I glanced back out across the tall, wavy grasses, silently wishing Sean was right, and there was another way. While the prospect of finally getting to the lake sent a thrill of excitement through me, Sean's reminder of our last dash into the open made my already edgy nerves buzz uncomfortably. After a lifetime underground, we hadn't known any better than to run across an open meadow. It had been the first of many near-death experiences. The note and map my dad had left for me, urging me to take his compass and the small memory plug it contained to Lake Michigan, hadn't said anything about how to actually survive topside. That part we'd had to figure out the hard way. I tugged at my ponytail to free it from the snarled thorns of the bush. A few curly red strands got caught in the branches, and they fluttered gently in the wind. I snatched them and shoved them in my pocket. I wasn't taking any chances. North Compound's Marines had found us twice now. We'd eliminated any chance that we were carrying a tracking device, so that left the old-fashioned way of finding us. By foot. Ever since we'd realized this, we'd gone out of our way to hide all traces of our movements. Hopefully, it would be enough. I took a deep breath to calm my nerves. The tangy, earthy flavor of this topside world still felt foreign. But unfortunately, it did nothing to slow my hammering heart or shaking hands, so I balled them into fists and mentally commanded myself to get it together.
Can we just get on with it? I asked.
Sure, Todd said as he leaned forward to stretch out his leg muscles.
Sean scowled at Todd and then turned to me.
How are you so okay with potentially getting eaten alive?
Or trampled, Todd added, adjusting his pack. Don't forget trampled.
If you were trying to make me feel better, you just failed miserably, Sean grumbled.
I wasn't, Todd smirked.
A week ago, that smirk would have fooled me. Now I could see the slight tension around his green eyes that gave away his own nerves. Seeing Sean's glowering face, Todd shrugged.
Look at it this way, he said, gesturing to the massive dinosaurs. If that many plant eaters are comfortable enough to feed, they don't think there are any large predators around.
Yeah, Sean muttered, but they could be wrong.
Just keep running, no matter what happens, Todd said. Both of you are still too bad of a shot.